Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Louisa, talking about domestic violence and abuse. We are striving to promote and advocate positive change in behavior. So we want to go on now and just hit some highlight points on emotional abuse. I also want to mention that an average of 20,000 phone calls are placed to the domestic violence hotline nationwide daily. So we're going to be giving out that phone number that you may use to talk to someone if you have questions, but you just want someone just to just listen to what you have to say and not judge you. So we hope you have something to write down. Information we are sharing on today. That national hotline number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. And there is no need to feel like you're alone if you feel as though you're in an abusive relationship. Because there are many people that are in the same situation. Some people are aware that they are being abused. Some are not. Excuse me, haven't had too much water to drink yet today. So here's what we want to start off saying on today. No matter the age, gender, socioeconomic status, education, or ethnicity, of anyone can become a victim of abuse. There are different forms of abuse, but we've chosen to begin to narrow our subjects down now to just incorporate one form at a time. So we're talking about emotional abuse behavior where the perpetrator is using hurtful means of communication to emotionally hurt another person, okay? And when we begin to talk about emotional abuse, what happens is maybe all the time, the average person isn't able to recognize that they are being emotionally abused. When someone begins to call you names, begin to ignore you while you're trying to speak with them, when someone begins to insult you, degrade you in front of other people, that's a red flag. That's a sign that that person is abusing you. And as I was sitting here thinking before we came on today, as I do these shows, and I've said it before, each time I do a presentation, I begin to reflect back in my own memory of red flags that were present in my relationship in the beginning that I didn't even notice. That we're out here wearing signs to be abused. It's just that some people are just kind-hearted and are willing to give another person a chance. Emotional abuse is also known as psychological abuse. Okay? And people who suffer from emotional abuse tend to have a very low self-esteem. And the reason why your self is low is because you have gone through this emotional, psychological abuse for so long and didn't recognize what was going on until it has worn you down. And I recall being able to find myself in the same situation. Not your fault, but you're gaining information now to gain some more control over yourself. You're gaining information now to be aware of what's going on. You're beginning to gain positive information now so that you can begin to make changes in your own life, increase your own self-esteem, increase how you feel about yourself. Don't put yourself down because you find yourself in an abusive, emotional, psychological relationship. No, you're going to be strong now from what you're learning. You're going to be strong now. You're going to go back to being that self-motivated person that you used to be. You're going to go back to be that self-confident person that you used to be. Sure, there's no need to yell, scream, and fuss at someone else or even to use profane language. No, you are able to communicate effectively as an adult. Sometimes it's better not to say anything because sometimes the abuser will just go on and on and on. But you know within yourself that you have self-confidence and self-esteem in yourself. Begin to take pride in yourself. Begin to not walk around looking sad or mopey. Begin to walk with your head held high and that you know that you are someone. We want you to know that emotional abuse, after it has gone on for quite some time, it takes a lot to rid yourself of the stains, I call it stains, of emotional abuse. You know why? Because the thoughts, what you have experienced, continue to roll over and over in your mind. That's why. Tear down tactics combined with statements like telling you what you're saying is not true. Do you hear yourself? Do you really believe what you're saying? That's a form of gaslighting when someone tries to get you not to believe your own reality. And since I've been doing these studies and research, I really believe that domestic violence, domestic abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, verbal abuse, all starts with someone gaslighting you, having you not to believe your own reality. So now what you're going to do when someone tries to tell you that what you're saying is not true or what you're saying is not correct and you know it is correct, you just say, well, I know that what I'm saying is correct, irregardless to what you say. I know what I am saying is correct. And this is your way of taking back your self-worth and your self-esteem. The abuser, emotional and psychological abuser, when you're out in public, they're a different person. They're so nice. They're so kind. They're so talkative. The life of the party. But when they get you to yourself or get you behind closed doors, they're an altogether different person. When you have been in an abusive relationship for quite some time, and we're talking emotional and psychological abusive relationships, you now know how to pick up on the body language, on the nonverbals that the abuser is giving to let you know to be quiet. I can say this now because doing the shows, I can look back and I can see this. So now guess what? If it's for me to say something, I'll say it. And if it's not for me to say something, I won't say it. You know why? Because sometimes the abuser just wants you to just go on, say something to them, they say something back to you, you say something to them, and you're being nice, but they just come off on a whole different level. But what you're going to do now is take back your control. And what the abuser does in any relationship of being an abuser is having power and control over someone else. So it's going to take some tiny steps for you to take your power and control back, but you need to start doing it and start doing it by taking up for yourself. That number again to call, the National Hotline number, is 800-799-8255. 800-799-7233. That number is 800-799-7233. Feel free to pass the number on to family members and to friends. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-0087-87-3224. Many people are emotionally and verbally assaulted. They are assaulted by their abuser. And to be emotionally and verbally assaulted is frightening and is often more confusing to try to understand. There's really no way to figure out why a person wants to abuse another person, except for the fact that it's their way of gaining power and control over someone else. It's their way of feeling good about themselves by having you feel not so good about yourself. If you find yourself and you notice that your partner is making threats, resorting to name calling, frequently yelling, fueling, shaming you, and guilt tripping you, you know that this is signs of abuse. Okay? And there is no need for you to feel ashamed or feel bad about yourself because you find yourself in this situation, but it's happened. It happens, and there are no boundaries for an abuser to try to abuse someone else by psychological use, emotional use, or verbal use. And what is happening is during the psychological and the emotional abuse, it's a way of instilling fear in a person, okay? After you've been in a relationship like this for so long, you know, what happens is you become fearful of wanting to approach the other person. You become fearful of even wanting to say something contrary to what the individual is saying. But now you're beginning to take back your control over your life, and you are going to say something back. Nothing derogatory, but just respond. For so long, you haven't said anything, so respond. Call the 800 number, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You have trained counselors answering the phone that will just listen to you, and sometimes all we need is someone else just to listen, just to give us confidence, just to do what we know that we need to do. I think we only have a few seconds. We have 1 minute left. So we're going to continue to dig into the subject matter to give out even more information. And so we will pick up where we left off on this week. Hopefully next week, maybe in two more sessions, we'll be finished with emotional abuse, and we want to tie in a little more the verbal abuse aspect of it. So I thank you very much for listening today. And why don't you click on the icons to follow the show? That way you will be alerted each time a show is going to come on. I thank you very much for listening on today, and may the Lord continue to bless you. And I hope you have gained positive information today that will help you to feel better. Dr. Louisa signing off for today. Be blessed.